we dress it the way God did. And in Genesis 3,
what story?
In Genesis 3, God kills an animal, since he asked about clothing. God kills an animal.
What about my clothing?
Hold on. It's the first shedding of blood. Test yourself. We have articles on it. It's the first shedding of blood to cover us. And you must be holy and separate. You look like a man that's part of the culture. You must be separate and come out of the culture. How are you part of the culture? Well, you look like
I'm not part of the culture.
By being in the world, not of it. I'm in the world right now, but I'm not of this. I'm standing against it. I'm preaching against it. You by your fruit. Jesus said you'll know a tree by its fruit. You look like you belong in the culture. You need to repent and come out of the culture further. Man-made religion.
How can I do that?
How can you do that? Study the scriptures and see what I'm telling you is true, that God says this is our temple. We clothe ourselves in plain, loose clothing, not to show ourselves off. God did that in Genesis 3. What is it? It's what?
Baseball,
sports, that's world. God says, James, the Bible says in James 4:4, if you're a friend of the world, you're God's enemy. What's baseball? Entertainment, frivolousness, foolishness, competitiveness, covetousness to win. None of that's of God. So see, I have articles on all this on my teaching blog. I used to be a worldly guy, baseball guy, football guy, a worldly guy. I used to be a bodybuilder when I was young. Yuri, how old are you?
28.
Okay. When I was 18, I was a bodybuilder. I used to look at myself in the mirror longer than anybody else in the world, probably. Okay. But I had to repent of that. And see, God, when he changes your heart, if you're born again, maybe you're not. When you're born again, you need a new heart and a new mind. And then that changes and you go, whoa, I was showing myself off. I was living like the culture. The Bible says we have to repent and come out of all of that to walk in holiness. Without holiness, no one will see God. What's your name?
Tito Jackson.
Okay. I'm Jim. This is my wife, Debbie. We love you. That's why we come and preach. We don't want your money. We want you to open the scriptures. We have a lot of teaching articles on our teaching blog that'll show you that you must. Do you go to a religious system?
I just went to Mass.
Okay, Mass, Roman Catholicism. I've got articles on that in my teaching blog. They took paganism and they merged it with some Christianity. And they invented pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter. The Pope is not any closer to God than you and I. This is a made-up thing. I have all these articles on my website. And what happens is people do religion, but they're not biblically, obediently following Jesus because you need a new heart. You need to repent. You need a new heart. You need to go much deeper. And if I can help you in that, I'm here. You got all my info. I love you. You will die in your sin as a Roman Catholic. Those things you're doing, the Mass, confessions, the Eucharist, the monstrance, Jesus is in the monstrance. This is all lies. It's not. No, what you should do is go into the Word of God. Forsake man-made religion. Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep man-made traditions, you void your worship of God. The Roman Catholic Church is full of man-made tradition. So is the Evangelical Church. Don't be part of any religious system. We're home fellowship Christians. We're set apart saints. We're part of the remnant. Few, Jesus said, are going to find eternal life. There's a billion Christians, a billion Catholics on earth. Did you know that? 1 billion. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. He's not a liar. That means most of those Catholics are not going to find eternal life. They have to repent and come out of that. It's a man-made corrupt system full of... I just witnessed to a man that said he was sexually molested by a priest at 8 years old. You know that goes on. It's all over. Okay, and it goes on in the evangelical church too. Okay, that's why we don't put our faith and we don't follow and trust in man-made religion. The scriptures is what you must trust in. And if you study the scriptures, I have an article on my teaching blog that says Roman Catholicism, the catechism versus the Word of God. It takes you through 10 steps. Shows you how it's not. Praying to Mary, no power. Mary was a sinner, just like you and I. She said she needed a Savior, just like you and I. She was a blessed woman. She was a godly woman in many ways, but she was also a fallen human being like you and I are. Not holy, not perfect, or she was probably holy. Not perfect, not immaculate, okay?
Well, I love you guys.
All right, I love you, Jimmy. Give me a hug. I love you. If I can ever help you in the faith, all right? Let me know. You got my contact info. Go deep. Go deep into scriptures. God be praised.